su de maia. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Translation: the Ganges, emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu, purifies the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. Similarly, when one asks questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, three varieties of men are purified: the speaker or preacher, he who inquires, and the people in general who listen. Purport. It is said, Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. Those interested in understanding transcendental subject matters as the goal of life must approach the bona fide spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta. One must surrender to such a guru who can give right information about Krishna. Herein, Maharaj Parikshit has surrendered to the right personality, Shukadeva Goswami, for enlightenment in Vasudeva Katha. Vasudeva is the original personality of Godhead who has unlimited spiritual activities. Srimad Bhagavatam is a record of such activities, and Bhagavad Gita is the record of Vasudeva speaking personally. Therefore, since the Krishna consciousness movement is full of Vasudeva Katha, anyone who hears, anyone who joins the movement, and anyone who preaches will be purified. Shukadeva Goswami was speaking, Maharaj Parikshit was hearing and asking questions, and there were many other hearers also, and all were purified. Now we may ask, how is it that Shukadeva Goswami is purified, or Parikshit Maharaj is purified? They're already pure. But Krishna is unlimited. So topics about him, they're also unlimited. And even though a devotee is pure, that means he has no material contamination. He becomes purer by hearing about Krishna. It's not that he, by becoming pure, it means that there's any contamination to be removed, but rather it means that his attachment for Krishna increases more and more. Even though his attachment is already overwhelming, although a devotee is already, pure devotee is already fully attached to Krishna, but his love for Krishna increases more and more. And this is even at the topmost stage of Krishna consciousness. That means the gopi's love for Krishna, which is immeasurable and inconceivable. Even any pure devotee, their love for Krishna, that's inconceivable. Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vigeha Nabu Joy, Chaitanya Charitamrita, states that even a learned person of this material world, they cannot understand what are the activities or attitudes or feelings of a Vaishnava. Because a Vaishnava is in a different dimension to that of a materialistic person. His thoughts, his activities, his words, everything is meant for pleasing Krishna. That is unlimited. The depth of his love for Krishna is unlimited. But that increases and increases and increases. So even at the topmost level of pure devotional service, it goes on increasing and increasing and increasing. And that touch, that association with Krishna, that purifies everyone who comes in contact with it. Just like the Ganga purifies everyone who comes in contact. Now we may say, well, how is the Ganga purified? Ganga is also water. What's so special? You see, people are taking bath in the Ganga. They may take bath anywhere. They can take bath in their home with a tube well, or in their home with a shower. It's all water. But Ganga water is tatpada salila. Tatpada, from those lotus feet. That is coming from the lotus feet of Krishna. That means that's the water of the causal ocean, which leaked through the universe, through Vamandev, having punctured a hole, so that water that's emanating from the body of Lord Vishnu, and also because it touches the feet of Lord Vishnu, that becomes purified. And normally feet, they're considered something not very nice. If someone touches you with his foot, they're supposed to, not supposed to do it. If accidentally, they're supposed to beg pardon. But Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, Om Tat Vishnu Paramang Padam Sada Pashyanti Surya, the great demigods, they're always looking up towards the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu because they are purified. If we touch our foot to something, sometimes we see them just like you see here, touching his foot. And then afterwards they'll put their hand on their beads, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, if you shouldn't touch your foot, and if you do, you should wash your hand because the foot is impure. It's in contact with the ground where there's so much dust and so many things. But the lotus feet of Krishna, they're the opposite. They're purified. And you say, why the lotus feet? Why not the lotus hand? Maharaj was quoting them as Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Malane, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraya. That all of the parts of Krishna, all of Krishna's compared to the lotus, because the lotus is the most beautiful thing in the material world. So the parts of Krishna's body, his nadi, his navel, it's called lotus navel. Well, not only resembles a navel, but the lotus is coming from his navel. Then he has a mala, he has a garland of lotuses. His eyes are beautiful like lotuses. And his feet are also called lotus feet because they're beautiful like lotuses. And also because Krishna's feet are always on Golok Vrindavan, which the Vrindavan planet is just like the shape of a big lotus. You see the cover of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1. Lotus-shaped spiritual world. So Krishna, his feet are called lotus feet. And the devotees, they especially aspire to take the dust of his lotus feet. Why not other parts of the body? All the parts of the body, they're attractive. Krishna is all attractive. But especially the devotees, they aspire to be the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Ainanda tanajakinkaram patitam mahamvisham innalam yudhokripaya tava pada pankajas chita dhuli sadrisham vichitam. Pada pankajas, same thing, lotus feet. Devotees aspire to be, to take a position in the dust of the lotus feet. That means taking a very humble position, recognizing Krishna's superiority. So the Ganga is glorified because she is carrying the particles of dust of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And you may say, well, the Ganga has come such a long distance and there are other rivers mixing with the Ganga. And how much percentage of dust of lotus feet of Krishna is there? It doesn't matter, whatever it may be, Hare Krishna. Just like if you take one drop of Ganga water, you put in one big pot of water, then it's all considered purifying as Ganga. Because the touch of Krishna's lotus feet is there. So wherever the Ganga goes, people become purified, and we see gradually that those who take bath regularly in the Ganga, they're naturally inclined towards pious life, because the Ganga just by the touch takes away all sinful reactions and gives some attraction to Lord Vishnu, knowingly or unknowingly. So that's one kind of flowing nectar, flowing water of the Ganga. And there are so many holy rivers in India, Gangeja, Yamuna, Chaiva, Godavari, Saraswati, there's so many holy rivers. Why are they holy rivers? Because they're all in relation to Lord Vishnu. This whole land of Bharatvarsha is considered holy. Not only is considered holy, but is sacred. Because, why? Just like we see the in the Christian religion, we have Palestine is considered the holy land because Lord Jesus placed his lotus feet there. So this land of Bharatvarsha is considered holy, particularly because the incarnate, the Supreme Lord in his different forms has traversed, come in this land. And the holy rivers, you see all the Lord Rama, Lord Krishna, they traveled. Krishna, he was born in Mathura, went to Vrindavan, then again went to Mathura, then Dwaraka. Sometimes he was coming between Dwaraka and Hastinapur. And he went to Kurukshetra. He also went to Maharashtra. What's that place where he took Rukmini? Where's that? Not Pandavapura. That's another pastime. What's it called? Kundina. That's right. And he went to Varanasi to have a little fight with Pondraka and destroy the whole city. So he was going here and there. So everywhere he went, the places became purified. And naturally, as they were traveling, they would stop at different rivers. So by touching those rivers, the rivers became purified. Similarly, Lord Ram, Lord Balaram, he traveled to all the holy places on the plea of becoming free from sinful reactions, but actually to make those places purified. Similarly, the Lord Ram, of course, also traveled throughout the whole country, purifying all the different places. So in this way, the holy effect is there even today. Therefore, this land is considered sacred. Now, Hari Katha, Vasudeva Katha, that is purified even more than Ganga. Even more, because the Hari Katha, that the Ganga by the touch, that is purified, because in touch with Lord Vishnu. But hearing about Lord Krishna from those who are pure devotees of Lord Krishna, that affects very directly the consciousness, our whole way of thinking. When we say consciousness, maybe our devotees that are doing consciousness studies can correct me. But consciousness, we generally think of a very vague or just some kind of awareness. But consciousness is shaped in thoughts. There are basically two kinds of consciousness or two ways of thinking. One is called Krishna consciousness and the other is called Viparya Smritihi, thinking the other way, opposite way of thinking. Ishana Petyasya Viparya Smritihi. This is described in Bhagavatam. When someone forgets Krishna, then he becomes envious of Krishna, then he has another kind of thinking. So Krishna consciousness means to think that I am the servant of Krishna. And non-Krishna consciousness means to think, Ishvaraham maham bhogi, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. So Vasudeva Katha, if that is heard from person who is devotee of Krishna, then that changes our way of thinking. Now we're thinking, I am everything in this material world is meant for my enjoyment. But when we hear Vasudeva Katha, we hear that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Everything is meant for his enjoyment. We get information of how we can actually become happy. There's so much information going on in the world, so much information in the world, how to do this, how to do that, how to achieve this, how to make friends and influence people, how to become a millionaire, how to do this, how to do that, but how we can actually be happy from the core of our being. Jeev Krishna Das Ibishas Kaleta Ardu Konai. Simply we have to understand we're the servants of Krishna and all our problems are finished. So those who are devotees of Krishna, they travel in the world and speak Vasudeva Katha so that people may be purified by hearing this. It may not happen immediately. The people, they may have doubts, they have so many impurities. They hear, but they don't do it. Bhagavatam Shukadeva Goswami says, Pashtam api na pashtatam. People see but they don't see. And regularly we see, Shrinvan api na shrinvatam. Even though people are hearing, they're not hearing. Superficial hearing. Because our hearing is blocked by so much false ego, conviction that I am actually meant to be the enjoyer, lack of faith in Krishna, offensiveness towards Krishna. But the speeches of devotees, they're very powerful to cut through this maya and actually connect with the soul, with the jiva underneath. Everyone we speak to about Krishna, they may have so many objections, they may have so many doubts, but we should know that underneath all that big layer of false ego, there's a person crying out for Krishna. Actually, everyone wants Krishna. But not only do we not know it, we don't know it, but we may be convinced the other way. We show them a book about Krishna. Oh, I don't want this. I don't need this. Actually, they do want it, and they do need it. But due to false ego, by which they identify themselves as the enjoyer of this material world, as being separate from Krishna, they think, I don't need this, I don't want, but actually what they want more than anything is Krishna. So devotees, they bring the Ganga water of speeches about Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that there is no shortage of anything in this world, only the shortages of Harikatha. This is required more. You should have more. He would send his sannyasis and preachers and go place to place. Speak about Krishna. Even the people may not understand. They may not accept. They may not be interested. He told, Prabhupada told that, my Guru Maharaj said, go on speaking about Krishna. Even if no one listens, even if there's only four walls, speak, at least you will hear. You see, that's why we have to have these classes. That at least for this time, we're speaking about Krishna. Actually, we should cultivate the habit of always speaking about Krishna. But at least we don't have that habit, so at least this time we can speak about Krishna. One of my godbrothers told me that, remember once he was in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada told one sannyasi, go give a class, purify your mind. So who is speaking? They also, it's not that simply someone is speaking and everyone else is becoming purified, but who's speaking? They also become purified, they also become enlivened, just like we see Shukadeva Goswami. He's already a pure devotee of Krishna. He's enlivened about Krishna, so much so, he doesn't want to have anything to do with this material world. Even he left his father, Vyasadeva, because Vyasadeva is a great devotee, but he left him thinking that I'll have some mundane relationship or mundane attachment to him. So he left. And he appeared like a madman. He didn't relate to the people who were around him. There was still other village people were laughing at him. So he was Atma Rama. He was fully satisfied within himself. But when he got the chance to speak to Parikshit Maharaj and others who were present there, then he was very happy. He was already satisfied within himself. When he got the chance to speak about Krishna, then he shared that, and so many realizations about Krishna came to him, which he shared with others, and Parikshit Maharaj was asking him. So Parikshit Maharaj also had some realizations. In this way, the Harikatha expanded, the flow of nectar expanded more and more. But this is the duty of the devotees of Krishna. Sometimes we hear it said that, well, first I have to become purified, then I can preach. But Prabhupada told us, go and preach now. Whatever you know about Krishna, tell it. If you don't know, don't tell what you know, don't speculate. But whatever you've heard from Prabhupada, from the devotees, you repeat that, and that will be purifying. That will purify you and that will purify others. Prabhupada wrote to his Guru Maharaj, how can I serve you? And Saraswati Thakur wrote back that you preach about Krishna consciousness. Especially said in the English language. That will be good for you and good for others. So this is our sadhana actually. Sadhana we have, rising early, chanting the holy names, attending the classes, all these things. But it's not that our activities after 9 o'clock are not sadhana. Sadhana means a practice by which we have to attain the sadhya, the desired goal. So our actual sadhya, our actual desired goal is to be always absorbed in serving Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, hearing about Krishna. So whatever activities we do in Krishna's service, that's all sadhana, that's all training for entering the spiritual world and serving Krishna eternally there. So this preaching especially, Prabhupada has emphasized this. This is most auspicious. It's like wherever the Ganga flows, that is a holy place. So wherever there's preaching about Krishna consciousness, that the whole atmosphere becomes purified. If we talk some mundane nonsense, then we can feel how the atmosphere becomes not relishable for the devotee. But if there's talk of Krishna, then the atmosphere becomes auspicious. And when others become convinced about Krishna consciousness, what could be more auspicious than that? The whole material creation is meant for giving people the chance to become Krishna conscious. And how will they become Krishna conscious? When the devotees speak about Krishna to them, give them information about Krishna, give them Prabhupada's books, speak to them about Krishna. So when we see that people's lives are changing, that is the most auspicious thing. That is the most wonderful thing. That is the most enjoyable thing. What is the most enjoyable thing for a devotee? A true devotee is only interested in Krishna's enjoyment. But a devotee takes great pleasure in seeing others come to Krishna consciousness, in seeing others become purified, in seeing others' consciousness change. That is a devotee's pleasure. Because Krishna, this is Krishna's pleasure. Devotee takes pleasure in what Krishna takes pleasure in. His interest is one with Krishna. So Krishna is so much concerned for the uplift of the conditioned soul that he comes and speaks Bhagavad Gita, he comes and shows his pastimes to attract us to come back to him. He comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach Krishna consciousness. Sankirtan Pravartak, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jara Charana Ashrita, Sri Bharadham. He is the Sankirtan Pravartak, the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement. And whoever is sheltered at his lotus feet, they are very fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to spread Krishna consciousness. But he said that, how can I do it all by myself? Of course he can. But he gives his devotees something to do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I order every person within this universe to spread this Krishna consciousness. So that is an order for everybody. It's not only for sannyasis, everybody. Every person who has come to Krishna consciousness by the mercy of other devotees who have spoken to them about Krishna, they have similarly a duty to carry that preaching. What you have heard, repeat to others. As you have become fortunate, make others fortunate. So for this purpose, first of all, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur founded the Gauriya Math, an organized endeavor to spread Krishna consciousness. This organization is required. Then with the demise of the Gauriya Math, Prabhupada started this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the aim of this society is to benefit all its members by immersing them in Vasudeva Katha. And by spreading that Vasudeva Katha more and more and more to others. Bringing the Ganga is flowing, we see on this planet, Ganga is flowing from Gangotri to Ganga Saga. But the Ganga, the purified talks of Harikatha, the flow of nectar of Harikatha, that was formerly flowing on this planet only within Bharatavarsha. But now this flow of nectar is flowing everywhere. Jai Radha, Srihari. This flow of nectar is flowing everywhere, all over the world, in places that we couldn't imagine previously. Even a few years ago, we didn't imagine, or it wasn't manifest, that Hari Katha would be flowing in so many homes, not only in India, but all over the world. So many people within their homes are chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping Krishna, discussing Hare Katha, preaching to others. This Krishna consciousness movement is spreading more. This flow of nectar, Hare Katha, is spreading more and more and more. And the more it spreads, the more scope there is for it to spread. It's unlimited. It's not that only Indians can become Krishna conscious or only educated people. No, everybody. You see all kinds of people from all walks of life. Not only, even in India, sometimes we think, well, only the Hindus, but it's not that there's a Hindu Atma and Muslim Atma or Jain Atma. But all the, everyone, they can all become, and we see now in India people from, not only people from Hindu, but even within Hinduism, there's Vaishnavas and Smartas, and so we find so many Smartas or from Mayavad background, they're also becoming devotees of Krishna, chanting their rounds, preaching to others. Jains, Muslims, Christians. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say, whichever Hindu you meet, preach to him about Krishna consciousness. He said, Jare Dako, whoever you meet, preach to them about Krishna consciousness. So the scope is unlimited because every jiva is a servant of Krishna. And the more this Hari Katha is spread throughout the world, the more the chanting goes on, the more auspicious the atmosphere becomes. Auspicious means favorable towards spreading Krishna consciousness. So that the more we have these Rath Yatra festivals, the more we distribute books, the more we distribute prasadam, it's all building up. It's all auspicious. The more people hear about Krishna, they may just read in the newspaper, Hare Krishna something. Then they read the next thing, Bill Clinton something, Boris Yeltsin something, and then Miss World something. They don't, Hare Krishna, okay. They don't think about it. But they read Hare Krishna. That is purifying. Just like in 1974, I think it was. Already at that time, some government authorities in Germany had recognized that this Hare Krishna movement, it's not very good. It's going to spoil the economy. People stop eating meat and drinking wine. If they stop having illicit sex, how are we going to advertise anything? Because everything's advertised with the promise of illicit sex. So they made some persecution of our movement. And everywhere in the newspapers, every day, there was propaganda. Hare Krishna is very bad. Hare Krishna people are all cheaters. Hare Krishna people are all murderers. Hare Krishna people are all liars. Hare Krishna people are all thieves. So devotees went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, this is very bad. Prabhupada said, no, it's very good. Every day they're reading Hare Krishna. They'll become purified. What actually happened, we see that now you go anywhere in Germany, people call out to you, Hare Krishna. And the young people especially, they like us because they think if the government doesn't like us, there must be something good about us. So it's all good. It's all auspicious. Just like Kamsa was always thinking about Krishna. So even he became purified. So that's the nature of Krishna. Even someone's a demon, if they take bath in the Ganga, they'll get some purification. And similarly, Krishna consciousness, it's all purified. We don't know the effect. In the past, I used to sometimes think, I speak to someone, well, you know, what's the use? They didn't take any interest. I preached to someone, and they just went away, and nothing happened. Why did I waste my time? Sometimes I used to think something else. But, you know, even if they heard something about Krishna, even in the next life, they may become Krishna conscious. So even many times I've seen that people immediately they don't take, but it has a tremendous effect. Many times I've seen people I've preached to and they didn't seem very interested, but then later on you hear that they took up Krishna consciousness and now they're preaching to others in so many ways. We don't know what effect. You see, when you speak to someone, we think, well, I told him you're not the body and this and that. And, you know, same thing as I say all the time. So to us it may seem like a very ordinary thing, but to someone who's hearing, they never heard anything like that before. not the body? I never heard. It said, no one speaks like this. We go to people and tell them, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that you're a fool and a rascal. I never heard that. I never heard anything like that before. They may not show you. People are proud, they don't want to show. But actually everyone is affected. You tell them that maybe Darwin was descended from a monkey, but as far as everyone else is concerned, it's a bogus idea. How can you say? Because Krishna says, Aham Bija Pita Prada, I am the father of all living beings, not a monkey. Krishna. How can you see? How are these people speaking with such conviction from Shastra? People are surprised. So if we have faith in Krishna and speak this Hari Katha, it will be all purifying. You make compromises and it's all useless. But if we simply speak about Krishna, it's a revolution in the minds of those who hear it. And that's what actually happens. People become purified. Now we're seeing so many people here in Bombay, all over, everywhere, becoming Krishna conscious. Last night I met one devotee. He was telling me how he was, just as a duty, he was picking up his wife from the temple, but, what happened? I married my wife and we were having a happy life, and all of a sudden she became a devotee. And now he's also a devotee. I don't know what happened. One day I came in the temple and my whole life changed. He doesn't know what happened. Krishna got him. Means everyone is a devotee of Krishna. It's just a matter of time. If we preach Krishna consciousness, it's just a matter of time before everyone becomes infected by the sweet poison of Krishna consciousness. It will have its effect. If anyone hears the name of Krishna, if anyone chants Hare Krishna, especially coming in this parampara system, that will have its effect. It will lodge in the heart. And it's just like Prabhupada said, distributing these books, it's like bombs. So some of these bombs are like time bombs. You think, well, I distributed the book, and it's sitting in someone's home. I sold them the book 3 years ago, and I saw them put it on the shelf, and I came back, and it's still in the same place. So what's the use of distributing these books? It will have its effect. At some point in time, someone's going to pick up this book, and their whole life is going to change. There's so many instances. Myself, I know. I was in someone's house. They had a book. They hadn't read it. They didn't become a... I don't know what happened after that, but I read it. Here I am today, speaking about it. Same book. So it's all auspicious. We should know that what we can do, what benefit we can do, what can we do? We can only be instruments. We shouldn't think I'm benefiting others. But by bringing this Hari Katha to others, by giving the opportunity to others, what benefit work we're doing to others? Otherwise people, if they don't become Krishna conscious, if they don't take up Krishna consciousness, having attained this human form of life, then they simply become cats and dogs and animals and just uselessly waste their human form. But if they take to Krishna consciousness, even they may say, well, he's such a neophyte, and anyway, they're chanting Hare Krishna. Just like here in India once, one life member complained to Prabhupada, two of his Western disciples, said, oh, you see, they're devotees and they're fighting. See, what is this? They're supposed to be devoted to their fighting. Prabhupada said, are you surprised they're fighting? I'm surprised they're chanting Hare Krishna. Fighting they would be doing anyway. But there are, when they stop fighting, it's time for arti now. Okay, we'll fight afterwards. Let's go to arti. Time for chanting. So they're chanting, and by that they'll become purified. All auspicious. So a devotee understanding this, he works hard to bring Krishna to others. Let me do whatever I can do to help others come to Krishna. Without Krishna, they're simply going to hell. Let me do something, whatever I can, to bring others to Krishna. This is the parampara. There's so many discussions about parampara, this, that, you know. Parampara means you hear from Guru, you speak to others. That's a very simple principle. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Question. Prashnam. Vasudeva Katha Prashna. Said in this verse. What is your Prashnam? Well, the question is, where's the mic? And the answer is, we don't know. So just answer. Just ask. You say and I'll repeat it. We are hearing. Hearing the glories of? Okay, here we go.
We are hearing the glories of hearing Krishna for the past few weeks. We are very enlightened. But nothing comes to the mind. You see, many devotees stay here for many years, and their temples become leaders, and they give Krishna Katha, and many people are inspired. Then suddenly, they become contaminated and create havoc in society by many people. So this kind of behavior always bewildered me. And I am always worried after 50 years what has happened. Why?
You're worried what happens to you? Well,
what is the root cause of?
Cause of what is the cause of fall down? That those who are speaking Harikatha stop speaking Harikatha. There may be many causes, offenses. They are the major cause of fall down. There may be slackness, complacency in spiritual life. There may be many different causes of fall down. Someone thinks, now I'm so advanced, I don't need to attend any programs, I don't need to chant properly. And you're finished. It's only a matter of time. Maya is always testing. But if we think we're beyond Maya, then we're fallen into Maya. So we should always go on pushing ourselves. Devotee, we should always think how to do good for others. Then Krishna will protect him. But if he has his own program, how to do good for myself, then he goes outside the Lakshman Rekha, then he's in trouble. There's a line, circle. If you stay within it, like Sita, she stays within the Lakshman Rekha, then she's safe. Once you go outside, you're in trouble. So it's a matter of consciousness. What are we here for? What are we doing this for? We're here to please Krishna. Krishna consciousness means basically to act in such a way that we please Krishna. So Maya is very subtle also. So we may be externally acting in such a way to please Krishna, but then we may have some other program. Our eye may become pleased by followers, by praise. This is La Puja Pratishtha. It's very common. Cause a fall down. It's not really directly connected to the subject of the class, anyway. But even if you say, I was saying Krishna consciousness is all auspicious, even if someone goes away, whatever they've done is auspicious. The auspiciousness is not lost. Even if you say so many devotees have gone away, that's true. If we say 20 years, who are the devotees in ISKCON Bombay? And now, the old team, the stalwarts of those days, most of them are not around anymore. But there's a continuation. Whatever they did is being continued by others. And whatever they did, it's not lost. When I first came to India, that was 76. And then I came in 1977 again for staying. Actually, in those days, there were very few Indian devotees in our temples in India. It was mostly all Western devotees. I was in Calcutta temple in about, must have been 1979. There were two Indian, there were about 25, 30 devotees. Two of them were Indians. One was Ram Ranjan, who is now in America. And the other was Tatpa Swami. They're still there, still around. And then others, some of Satvik's still there, Adridharan's still there. Others, Arka, he's still in America. Kshetragya. I mean, actually, if I think of them, most of them are still devotees back in America. But they're not engaged in the... They were that time, they were brahmacharis going out preaching, and most of them are in America doing some job. But whatever they did, they may have gone away from that life, but whatever they did, the continuation is there. So it's not lost. There's a question here.
Hare Krishna, you thought Krishna consciousness forever, everybody. We have to teach us everybody, Muslims and Christians, everyone. But there is 10 offenses. There is one offense. Don't
preach the glories of the holy name to faithless people. Yeah, so that doesn't mean we can't preach to them. We can preach to them, you're not the body, you're an eternal servant of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. And if they're not ready to hear that, we can even give them prasadam. But specifically to preach the glories of the holy name to faithless people is an offense. Not the preaching to faithless people is forbidden.
Some Christians and Muslims, they say we are Christians, we are Muslims. When we are giving books, they say we are Christians. Don't do it.
Well, that's the difficulties of preaching. No one said preaching was easy. You can't, if they don't want to take, you can't force them. But not everybody is like that. There are many people who are taking our books. Sound doesn't seem to be coming. Okay, just speak. I'll repeat it. We have to receive the transcendental knowledge through the disciplic succession.
In Gita, the names of all the spiritual masters, like from Brahma, and all are mentioned.
No, they're not. Only the names of the most prominent ones. There have been thousands and thousands.
How the discipline is continuing?
The same way that it's always been going on. The principle remains the same. Who hears and follows repeats, and others follow them. The same principle, nothing changed. It's an eternal principle.
Can we approach Prabhupada directly without initiating the same scripture passage?
What would you mean by approaching Prabhupada directly?
To receive the instructions from him.
Okay, well, one of the instructions is that you should take initiation from a spiritual master. So, you have to do that. That doesn't mean that you're not directly getting it. I mean, we're reading Prabhupada's books. We're following his instructions. So, directly, we're definitely Prabhupada is directly overseeing this movement and everyone within it. But that doesn't mean that you don't also accept a spiritual master who's a disciple of Prabhupada. And in future generations, the principle will continue. This is what I've understood from reading Srila Prabhupada's books. There may be many arguments on this subject, but at least from reading Prabhupada's books, that's what we get. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki.